Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said today she supports the one-week delay in the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court so the FBI can investigate claims of sexual assault against the nominee. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who has accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her while both were of high school age, testified Thursday in a nationally televised hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a statement posted on Murkowski's Twitter account today, she said, quote, "After a full day of testimony, I continue to express concerns to my colleagues about how this process has been handled by both sides of the aisle in order to fully and fairly complete our due diligence. Allowing the FBI up to 1 week to supplement its background investigation is appropriate." Murkowski is one of three key Republican votes in the Senate on Kavanaugh's nomination, which the Judiciary Committee voted 11-10 early today to send to the full Senate. The others are Senator Susan Collins of Maine and retiring Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. Meanwhile, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan underwent an emergency appendectomy yesterday afternoon. Citing a statement from Sullivan's office, Alaska Public Media reports that Sullivan was diagnosed with appendicitis earlier in the day and was, quote, in good health following the surgery. The procedure coincided with the Senate Judiciary hearing over the alleged allegations. A spokesman for Sullivan says the senator plans to review the entire hearing today. Alaska's Permanent Fund Corporation has a new mandate to increase the amount of the fund that is invested in the state. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the fund's Board of Trustees adopted the new policy yesterday during a meeting in Anchorage. It sets a goal to have at least 5% of the fund invested in-state in 5 years. Permanent Fund CEO Angela Rodell told the board what that would look like in dollars.
By 2023, at least $2.4 billion of the fund, if the fund stays flat, would be invested in-state.
In this case, in-state investments would be handled by an investment manager who is not employed by the Permanent Fund Corporation. That manager would either need to have an office in Alaska or an Alaska-based employee managing its assets or invest in projects in the state. In addition to the new policy, the board also directed the Permanent Fund Corporation to put $200 million into a program that would use Alaska-based investment managers. Activity is increasing at Mount Veniaminoff, a volcano on the Alaska Peninsula. Alaska Volcano Observatory geologist Chris Way-Thomas tells KDLG that the mountain is producing lava on its south flank.
It's been producing a lava flow on the south flank of that intracaldera cone. It's about 800 to 850 meters in length, and there have been some minor ash emissions as well.
Lava from the mountain is visible from the air and nearby Perryville, but Way-Thomas says it's highly unlikely that ash will reach the village or other local communities at the current level of activity on the mountain. Three other Alaska Peninsula volcanoes are also showing signs of unrest. The invasive aquarium plant Elodia has been spotted in two new interior bodies of water this week, and the good news is efforts to slow its growth at previous locations have worked well. That's according to Aditi Shenoy, Natural Resources Manager with the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. The aquatic weed was found for the first time this week in Birch Lake along the Richardson Highway and in Manly Slough near Manly Hot Springs. It was also found earlier this year in Bathing Beauty Pond off the Richardson Highway between North Pole and Eielson Air Force Base, Shenoy said. Elodia first spread to the interior in 2009, likely spreading from a boat or from someone dumping out an aquarium. The Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District and other groups are trying to eradicate the plant here before it becomes widespread. It chokes out native vegetation and gets tangled in the propellers of boats and float planes. The plant is hard to control because when it breaks into segments, each section is enough to grow a new plant. In 2017, the Soil and Water Conservation District began putting the herbicide Floridone in Chena Slough. That chemical has been effective, according to Shenoy. And finally tonight, seasonal maintenance is scheduled to end next month on some interior roads and highways. The State Department of Transportation says the annual shutdown is set for October 1st for the Tofte-Tanana Road between Manly and the Yukon River and on the Eureka-Rampart Road from the Elliott Highway to the village of Rampart. Seasonal maintenance on three other interior roadways, the Denali and Taylor Highways and the McCarthy Road, ends October 15th. A DOT release notes that the McCarthy Road may be plowed periodically this winter so crews can access and clear the McCarthy runway. The DOT says all roads will officially reopen next spring when maintenance resumes. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.